Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Judy Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am Terrell Jackson, and Taj, what are you smiling about? And I'm here with my older brother.
And wiser.
I don't know about that last one, but what's up, Taj?
What's up? How you doing?
GJ is not with us right now.
He'll be on later.
He's late. He as a gets a pass. Guest. He let us know. He's been demoted down to your seat, Taj. He's back on the back to the lowest part of the food chain.
On the chopping block.
What's up, Taj?
Nothing much. Nothing much. You did the intro, which is good.
Yes, I did. Okay. It is March 28th, 2018.
Yes. I'm excited about this new topic that we're going to be discussing, right. But we don't have to jump into it yet.
Let's talk about our week.
Do you want to do the disclaimer first?
You got it.
All
go
right.
For it.
I'll attempt the disclaimer. I usually don't like doing this. First, our disclaimer. We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives, have been impacted by it, and have learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome what you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and find it. Don't just rely on us.
Very good, Taj.
Nailed it.
Yeah, you were pretty good. Twitter? Can we go with the Twitter handle?
Yes, it's at DDJ Foundation. That's the letters DD and then J Foundation.
Yes, so we are live here on the Power of Love Radio Show. So if you are listening to us right now, we thank you for joining us. And we will open up phone lines. Obviously, we just gave you the Twitter handle. You can tweet.
Questions, yeah.
Questions, comments, anything you like. Taj is on Twitter, social media as usual.
Yep.
And I'll be on the phones. If you want to contribute to the show, participate, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. I'll do it again for you. It's 323-203-0815. Like I said before, we are going to open up the phone lines, so please call in. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. It's all good. No worries. Let's go to the weeks. What's going on, Taj? How's your week? Why do you never?
I don't know why I don't remember. Should I remember something?
Well, we went to your neighbor's party.
Oh, yes. My neighbor, Valerie.
Yes, you did. It was an 80s party.
Yes, a birthday party. It was fun. That was a lot of fun. Good food, always, because she's a
chef. You want to talk about what you wore?
Huh? Oh, I yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Thank you, Terrell. I had a original Victory Tour jacket from 1984. It had Pepsi on it.
It's purple, right?
Yeah.
Like purple brownish.
Yeah, it's like shiny purple.
Is that the original color?
I don't know. It's shiny, though. I like that.
Yeah.
I was happy to find that because it meant I didn't have to go out shopping for 80s stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a wig from back in the day from Halloween.
When you were dressed as.
Yeah, when I was dressed as Uncle Michael. So I used that. And it went well. I mean, and I had the classic aviator glasses for the full Jackson effect. But it was fun. Yeah. A lot of fun. What did you wear?
I just went with some Adidas gear, man. I was quote unquote a break dancer.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess I wasn't good if you had no idea what I was, right?
Yeah,
but I guess you just had to be in the
80s.
You
had at one point, you had something.
Oh yeah, I had
You didn't follow through with it, but
I didn't.
Let's talk
I
about
had
that.
My uncle, I have two memories. Of Uncle Michael's gloves.
Yes.
And one of is the white glove.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one was a glove before the white glove. It was from the 1980s era, which was the Triumph Tour.
Yeah.
And it's a red, white, and blue. It actually went well with my outfit.
Yeah.
Red, white, and blue glove. It's like a weightlifting glove. It's like the hands. It's like fingerless, I guess. Mm-hmm. The fingers are exposed or whatever. But it was too. It was kind
of
small.
Well, of course.
It was kind
of
small. Yes. It fit me back in the day. But
you mean 'cause
it seemed kind of small. It was
smaller
tight.
Thin.
No, it was tight.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? This thing is cutting off my circulation.
Yeah.
I wore it for a little bit, but then I was like, you know what? There's no need to mess it up. So
yeah,
I took it out.
Let me ask you a question, though, because you know we always talk about this, and it kind of goes with our topic today. How did it feel seeing those again? And did it bring back memories of when he gave it to you?
Yes, it definitely did bring back memories, because I have not only my uncle's gloves, but I have a lot of cards and letters written from Mom. I keep it in this briefcase. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't opened up the briefcase in a while. So when I opened it, not only did I see a lot of things from Uncle Michael, but I also saw a lot of birthday cards written from Mom to me in notes. So that was a little difficult, but I don't know. It was cool to have, and I'm glad I have it still, obviously. But I don't know.
That kind of leads to
the topic. That's how I came up with the topic, because not only that situation, but people have probably seen on social media, I've been going through some stuff I've been moving things around in my house and trying to get rid of stuff that I don't need. And I've come across a lot of really cool things. And a lot of them are from back in the day with Mom and, you know, Grandma Mella. And it's really cool to see, but it's also sad.
Were we taught that, though? Because, you know, that's the thing. Like, all of us have old stuff, like, or at least we hang on to a lot. Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff got taken away.
Paraphernalia.
And not our control, but other things. Like, we held on to that stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that from watching Mom hold on to stuff, or is it from... Because a lot of kids don't do that, and I'm so happy we did, because we do have letters, we have birthday, I have graduation cards from Grandma. You know, it's like, so you have certain things that other people probably wouldn't have put it. Mom gave us a safe very early in our lives and said, put
at least
important things.
We got it. The funny thing is as much as I do have a lot of really cool things. Like, I have my very first tap dance shoes.
Yeah.
I have my first baseball glove, all my baseball hats from the All-Stars and all that. But I lost a lot of stuff, as you and TJ did as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff. I don't know why we have so much, but it's really cool to go back and see it, you know?
Definitely thankful.
Which goes into our topic. Do you want to say the topic?
No, I want you to say the topic.
Okay, we'll go to the topic. I didn't see my week, but I don't think I had anything special. Baseball.
Go ahead. Did you have a... You just want to talk about...
No, I just had baseball, but it's all right. It's cool.
Okay.
I think that's all I really had, unless I'm forgetting
something. I know. That's a thing. Could be forgetting something.
It's always baseball.
Yeah.
Basketball as well, with my cousins and TJ. We've been balling. I think we won like 4 or 5 in a row.
Wow.
But anyways, let's get to the topic. The topic for today, Mom's birthday is coming up.
Yes.
It's on Sunday, which is also Easter.
April 1st.
And that just, with everything that I've been doing and memories, I just thought it would be a good idea to talk about other people that have I was curious to see how or if people change, you know, experiencing someone, a loved one that you lost, their birthday's coming up. Does it change you? Do you feel your mood change? How do you celebrate their birthdays? Do you do anything special? Do you do anything different? Does it affect you? Is it another day? Do you try to forget it? I was curious to see I don't think I've asked you this, but does it change anything for you, Taj?
It's interesting, because I think for me, there were times when I would have different moods and I wouldn't know
why.
The precursor up to it, and I would just get in a funky mood, and then it would be something like Mom's birthday's coming up or Mother's Day's coming up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's instinct for me, because I remember coming up to that point we would do something for Mom or whatever, so it's more of that not feeling like you're, I don't know what it was, but it was like I would be in a weird mood or whatever, and then I'd be like, oh, okay, Mom's birthday's coming up or Mother's Day. But I think for me, and I've said this on the show many times, but I always try and just honor the person by doing something that they would want to do, either by donating or by doing something that they would want to do. I also try and like listen to songs that Mom would, you know, loved playing around the house as well, just trying to bring back those memories as well. But just trying to honor her and do what she would want.
Yeah. Pretty much the same. I came across mom's driver's license, but it wasn't a recent one. It was like an old one,
yeah.
Like from, I don't know if it was her first or something, but it was back in the day, mom. You know, So it was really cool. And
that is cool.
And I came across just a lot of letters, a lot of things that she wrote. It was just, it made me sad, but it made me smile at the same time, because she's such a loving mother and a loving person. And for me, also know, you know, obviously I knew her birthday was coming up, but I went through something about maybe a week or two ago where I just really missed her, and I wanted to talk to her. I wanted to, you know, I needed advice. It was a parenting thing, relationship thing. I just really needed her, and it was very difficult for me because she's not here. Mm-hmm. And I just thought about how different my life has been, or what it could have been, you know, if she was still here, all the conversations I could have had with her and all the advice she could have given me, because parenting isn't easy, you know, and it's definitely challenging now because there's so many different things with technology and different rules. It's different. So it's hard for me not having somebody that I love and respect and I know would have my best interest, and not being able to get her advice was difficult for me. And it was hard because I know that's just not for that day, but it's forever.
Yeah.
You know, and you really, it's sad because you really don't understand how much you miss and how much you're not getting until you actually need something. Like, you won't understand that until you have your family and you realize how much you miss her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Very much similar to you with the wedding, you know, how she wasn't there.
Definitely. And that's the thing. But I think with anything, and it's just, you know, it's just, as I keep saying, honoring them, honoring their memory is the thing that I always cling to, or just honoring and trying to remember them as well, in terms of like just going back. Luckily, we have footage, or we have letters and stuff like that. So that's always helpful.
Are you too low on the mic? Or am I loud?
This better?
No.
Go on. Should we switch mics?
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Just talk louder.
I'm talking loud.
Project.
Come on. Project? Okay. No, I think that's pretty much, yeah. I mean, I don't know. What are you planning? Are you planning on doing anything April 1st?
Well, we're going to go to Auntie Lourdes's.
Yes, but that's
for Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll basically be with mom's family, which is cool. I am actually going out of town. We're going to go up north. But it doesn't get easier, you know, and it's hard because it's forever. Mm-hmm. That's the most difficult thing, you know. Hold on my point. We got a phone call. Hold on. Hello. Thanks for calling into the Power of Love Radio Show. Who is this?
Hi. This is Tiffany. From Texas. How are y'all?
Tiffany.
How are you doing, Tiffany?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going fine. I wanted to comment on, you know, how you just stated you were trying to figure out, like, you know, with your mother's birthday and everything coming up. For me, the start of the year is pretty tough, like the first 2 months, because January 27th is my late father's birthday. He would have been 91 if he was alive. And then 2 days ago, March 26th, actually made 3 years since he had passed.
Yeah, so that first half of the year, or the first quarter of the year, is a tough one for you then.
Yes.
Did you do anything different or special?
That's the thing that I'd wanted to talk about, because my father, the way he was, I'm trying to figure out the best way to put this. Like, he didn't want me to be grieving. And I just remember, like, as a child, before I even really had a fair grasp of what death or anything was, he would always tell me a story of his friend who actually grieved himself to death after his mother died. And I just remember being 3-4 years old, my dad saying, if anything happens to me, don't grieve, keep living your life. So basically, I think like the best tribute to my father is to you know, just be strong and carry on and that sort of thing and not get mired down, because I do have friends who, you know, who have lost parents or siblings or something. And, you know, even years later, they're still taking it incredibly hard, which, you know, it is fine to miss somebody, but it shouldn't, like, put a damper on your life or anything.
Yeah, there's ways.
I hope I'm making sense.
Yeah, right. You are definitely. There are ways to, like, celebrate their life, though, as well, in terms of, because there's that fine balance of doing something. You can do stuff in a happy sense, right. Stuff that they, you know.
Right.
Like,
Well, I can help you out here, Tasha. Yeah. I did a little research and I looked at whatsyourgrief.com and some of the suggestions that they had.
I don't appreciate that, Terrell.
As you guys can tell,
TJ's been here for about 2 minutes.
I've been here.
We've been ignoring him.
And I've been watching my assistants do this show. I'm very proud of you guys.
It's like a boss coming into a room and
hey,
just
man.
Observing.
But I have
I
to
do
say.
What I got
to
do.
I'm very proud of you guys. But I have to say, that's the exact article I was looking at.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm commenting right
hey, man.
Now. You're stepping up your game.
You're the only one, yo.
Go ahead, Joe.
So you were looking at the same one, huh?
It's great, too.
Yeah, so basically what they were saying is you can still celebrate mm-hmm. a birthday of a lost mm-hmm. loved one. You can have your friends and family gather. And there's several things on this list. I don't know what list you are looking
at. I'm at the same exact list.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's just such a strong list. We should kind of go through them because I think it gives off many great ideas.
Yeah, it does.
The first one, like you said, was friends and family.
Friends
you can
and
actually
family.
Celebrate a birthday for your deceased loved one. And for many, that may feel a little strange to do. And if it's strange, then don't do it. But for some, that may feel natural. If you have a family, a big family that wants to still celebrate a birthday for a loved one, it's a great way to pay some type of respect for them and to celebrate
right.
and celebrate their lives.
And you know what? I want to say something. I don't think we've ever really done something like that, but I think that'd be a great idea because there's a lot of faces and people mm-hmm. that were in mom's lives that, you know, weren't really in our lives so much. That if you did something like that, you would see their, just, you know what I mean?
I think it's a great idea.
You would see a lot of faces that you haven't seen in a while. And they would too, as well, because there's a lot of friends that are connected through people. And I think it would be great.
How old would mom have been?
Taj, how old are you? I'm 2 years younger than you.
I always go, she's 20 years older than you.
She's 20 years older than me. Yes. That's why I asked how old you are.
Well, okay, so 62.
I think I'm 43 this year, so she would have been...
Isn't 63. It sad that me and Terrell don't know our age?
I don't want to know. I think I'm 43.
Yeah, so...
she would have been 53, right?
No, 20. 63.
You're not 43
63.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Am I?
Yes.
I think I'm turning 45.
No. Yeah, you're 42.
Am I?
Yeah,
I said I'm turning 43.
Yeah, I'm not 40 yet, so you're 42.
You said I am.
Okay. This is all a genuine conversation we're
you scared
having
me. I'm like, I'm not 45 yet. I'm not turning 46.
So I'm still 42.
All right, listen. The reason why I said that is because it's something we should consider for her 65th or even 70th birthdays is doing something like that, celebrating a birthday for mm-hmm. mom and inviting all her friends and all the family and all our friends, and that way we can gather around, see each other, reminisce,
mm-hmm.
and just relive some positive moments and what, you know, have a platform for someone to speak up on what mom did for them. And I think that would be
a great opportunity to learn even more about mom. You can hear stories, funny stories and memories and still learn, you know.
So I think that's one thing. We still have our caller.
Yes, Tiffany.
Tiffany's still online.
Tiffany's here. She's hanging with us from Texas.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Tiffany's in. Okay. And then should we keep going through the list? Was there another one? Should we save some of them? I think it's such a strong list.
Well, let's do one more then.
Okay. Do you want to keep me on the line?
No, you could go. Tiffany sounds like you want to go.
Tiffany will be calling back if she has other thoughts.
Yeah, Tiffany. We'll let you go.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you
so much, Tiffany. Okay, but thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for sharing.
Bye, Tiffany.
All right.
So the other another great option you can do to celebrate a loved one's a deceased loved one's birthday is food. You can gather at their favorite restaurant. Mm-hmm. I think that's another great one.
Yeah.
I was looking at this list on the way here and saying this will be something good to add to the topic, because what was mom's favorite restaurant?
I was thinking about that. I don't
But this is the thing. This is what's cool. Since we don't know, we can ask Auntie Laura's or ask Pops and find out what it is and go there for the first time and see what Mom liked or, you know, and order it. And then,
well, I know there was one place that she went to a lot. I don't know if it was her actual favorite, but there was a place that her and Nina used to go to a lot near school.
Which one?
It's the I don't know what I know what it looks like. It's still there. It's the it's a French thing.
Okay.
I don't even want to try to pronounce it, but you know, but the idea is you can still do something special. You can celebrate with friends and family. You can go to a restaurant. You can have their favorite food. You can just do something where, you know, obviously they're not still with you, but you can do something where you feel close to them again.
I think it's great.
Todd, do you remember Mom's favorite?
I'm racking my brain. No, we went to Benihana's a lot, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was Mom's favorite, but we did have a lot of Benihana's in our life.
Another thing you can do is a cake. Some people choose to simply gather for cake on their deceased loved one's birthday for their favorite kind of cake. Obviously, what's a cool idea, too, which this list doesn't say, is that you can put a picture of your deceased loved one and celebrate it. I think the key is, and I've never in the past done anything like any of these options. I've always kind of just had a regular day, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of great stuff to do.
That's great. Let's take this another, we got another caller. Hello. Thank you for calling the Power of Love. Who is this?
This is Sequoia.
Sequoia.
How's it going, Sequoia?
Yeah, I'm good.
What do you got for us?
I'm trying to get my thoughts together. In August, it'll be 3 years since my grandma has passed, and her birthday is actually President's Day. And when it had passed, I was like a wreck, like, the week coming towards her birthday, I was so emotional. And that day, it's like everything was just going bad. Like, I had an argument with another employee, and then, like, everything was just messing up, and I just started crying. Mm. Like, I could not handle that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot. It's like I was saying earlier. I started thinking about my mother a lot, and it's probably knowing that the day is coming and just reminiscing and stuff. But with your case, it is hard, and that's what it goes back to. Us as people, we have to just be a little bit more kinder, because you never know what someone's going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really don't. They can be going through so much more than what you see, and we just got to learn to be more kinder and caring.
And Sequoia, I think it's good that you cried and let it out, because that's you have to get your feelings out. If you just keep them inside, bottle in, it's just gonna it's just negativity in your body, and you got to get your emotions out. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, don't feel that you didn't react right, or maybe there's some things you could have done better. But it's all learning. It's all a learning process, and everyone goes through their grief differently. Can I ask you another question? Have you ever done anything like done a specific kind of celebration for your grandparent on the day that they are on their birthday, or how do you celebrate their birthday now? Or do you?
Well, I know my family. I come from a big family also, and they decided to make all her favorite foods and feed the homeless.
See, that's beautiful.
Wow. See that, and that's.
So they do that on the birthday?
Yes,
that's great.
They start doing that now every time on her birthday.
It's great. That's great, and you're helping others, but you're also doing something, you know, in the memory of the loved one, and you're also doing something that's therapeutic for yourselves, and that makes you feel good. So that's so commendable.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
But I couldn't even go because I had to work, so I just dedicated all my massages to her.
There you go.
So that helped also.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, whatever you got to do to get through it.
Honoring them.
And I think that's great. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Sequoia.
Thank you.
Take care.
You have a good day, okay?
Take care.
Hey, you too.
Alrighty.
So Sequoia mentioned another.
Yeah, it's right into the next one.
Go ahead, Terrell.
You got it. Presents.
Presents. You can't give your loved ones a present, but you could still do things for them. I paraphrased that last line a bit. But if you want some good to come out of your loved one's birthday, choose a charity they would have supported that takes donations other than money. Ask the organization what types of items they need, and then tell the party guests who'd like to bring birthday gifts to bring one of the items for donation. So it's kind of what Sequoia said. Mm-hmm. It's instead of buying things or... you know, there's always something to do in the memory and in the name of the loved one.
Right.
Right.
And that's basically helping the less fortunate. That's perfect.
And it's sad because I'll be honest, like I was saying, I think, I don't know if I got the thought out, but when mom's birthday comes, I don't really do anything specific or anything different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something I should be doing, you know, and there's so many different ways to I don't know. I don't know if I need to do it for my personal thing, but I think it's just a good practice to do, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think as well, and we have two Twitter things that I should mention as well, but I think we were lucky as well because our fans actually mm-hmm. made 3T Day
yes.
on our mom's birthday.
And, there you go.
And that was a celebration of mom, and in I think we participated in that in terms of we got the benefits of that. And you know, we have, as I've always said, have such an incredible fan base in general, and it's just, I'm so blessed and lucky in that way because it really did. It
definitely helped support.
Yeah, it's like a community of love,
mm-hmm.
in that. But I have some Twitter ones. First, Nicole says, "I lost my father a long time ago, and his birthday is on the 29th of April. I celebrated in my mind with my memories, and I write a message on Facebook." So that people who have known him can write something.
Mm. Yeah, it's great.
And I've done that too. And that actually is...
For mom?
Yeah. And it was actually... And thank you, Nicole, for writing. That was actually really incredible because there were people that I didn't even know that mom... Mm-hmm. Like, actually, you know,
right.
Buckley people.
Right, right,
that
right.
were like two grades above me that were like saying, your mom did this for me. I'm like... Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, and it's like we weren't even like, and I don't mean it in a negative way. I mean, like, we weren't really good friends. You know, we were right. associates, but it's just amazing. You realize what people really, how much your parent or your grandparent or your best friend or whoever you've lost, they touch other people. And sometimes you don't even know the extent of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good to sometimes hear. In
that's
terms
great.
Of that, you know?
And it happens to me quite a bit, too. I can be at the market and run into someone that I don't even recognize. And they'll say, you know, are you Didi's son? I was like, yeah. And they're like, you don't know. You know, I got a great story for you. And they'll go into a story where mom is doing something special for them and making them feel really good or that they still hold on to. So
yeah,
it's a good idea.
It's, you know, there's a lot of that, yeah. So
posting something on Facebook or on social media.
Like you put
media,
a picture of them and you say, you know, about your lost one, or,
yeah.
you know, and you say something about them and then you just get comments, you know. From Buckley, there were a lot of them that were like, mom was like a second mom to me. And I was like, wow, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. We had a phone call, but.
Okay, well, I have one more.
Yeah.
I'll fill in the blanks. This is from Marlene. She says, for the birthday of my late grandfathers, what I do is I call or I spend time with my grandmothers. We do not necessarily speak of death, but we spend just a good time together.
That's great.
So, and it's a way to support yourself positively.
Who wrote that?
Marlene.
Marlene.
That's great. That's another strong idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a phone call. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Ebony.
Ebony, what's going on?
What's going on, Ebony?
Thanks for calling into the Power of Love.
Hi, I'm fine. How about you guys?
We are well.
We are well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What you got?
Todd, TJ.
Well
stereo.
Okay, well, my late father's birthday is actually next month, April 20th.
Mm.
And every year, my family and I, we actually go visit his grave.
Mm.
And the thing with me is, like, every time I go there, I mean, I try not to cry, but when I do go, it just I just can't help it. I mean,
can I stop you
right now,
real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you try not to cry?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's just me trying not to, you know.
But I'm
basically, I would think he wouldn't want me to, you know, grieve so much.
I understand. But see, the thing I mm-hmm. want to know is why do you feel it's not okay to cry?
Obviously, I don't think
you miss him, obviously. And I know he's proud of you. And I know he would understand mm-hmm. why you're crying. So I'm just curious why it is for you. You feel that you can't cry.
I'll answer that. I mean, for me, like, it's sometimes it's just hard. Like when you cry, there's a loss of control because you don't know how much, you know, is going to come out in terms of that. And, mm-hmm. and I mean, I've always tried to be tough, you know, about mom's death and stuff like that. And I probably can count the times I've cried on my hand, you know, about mom. It's because it's just, I bottled it up, and it's when we went and visited mom's thing, mm-hmm. it's like I don't know, it's just like it's a very vulnerable spot to be in, to show yourself.
Yeah, but it's an important spot to
it
be
is.
In, you know.
Do you feel that you I don't want to say ignore the pain, do
maybe
you feel
if you're
that
alone,
you avoid it?
Maybe if you're alone it's better, you know, like if you go alone then you have privacy, because sometimes going and seeing other people and how they look at you.
What are you smiling about?
Because the way you're looking at me, and I'm just looking at both of you, is like, we have a caller. Let's ask her these questions. I don't want to hear Taj's voice when I have Ebony's voice.
I'm talking to Ebony, and maybe she identifies, maybe she's like, you're wrong, Taj. But
okay, Ebony, I have a question. When you go and you cry, are you by yourself or are you with others?
I'm with others, and despite that, I do cry. And it's not that I don't have a problem with it. It's just hard.
Let me make an assumption. Are you trying to hold back the tears because others are around? Like, can you imagine yourself going alone? Do you think your crying would be different? Would you let it go then?
I think in a way I am holding back with my family, but I did recently visit on the day he died by myself, and mm-hmm. I just let it all out.
Good.
So.
And that's a good thing.
Did you feel better afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think your actions are very normal and common. I think we all would agree we would do similar things. But I've learned, and it's not something that I've always known, but I've learned you got to get it out, because in reality, grief is just another name for love. Because you know, and I've learned that is mm-hmm. that when you're grieving, it's because of your love for the person. And the one thing I want to say before I let my brothers say anything, if they're going to say anything else to you, is I think your dad would want you to get it out. I mean, I don't know your father, but grandparent?
It's a father.
Yeah.
My father.
So I don't know if your father, Ebony, and I can only speak, I don't know your father, but I can speak as a father myself. I'd want my kid to do whatever feels good to them and right to them. And when you're crying, it's just your way of showing your love. You know, like I said, grief is another name for love. And I don't want you to go off thinking that you're not allowed to cry. That's a very important, again, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, but I think that's a very important thing that you have to learn, that you can cry and there's nothing wrong with it, and it's not a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of weakness.
I agree. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it seems like the rest of my family, they pretty much expect me not to cry as much, but hey, that's my father. I can't help that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
And there's nothing wrong.
I mean,
wrong
with it.
That's why I asked if you were alone or not, because I understand that. Like when you're
You can relate to that.
Yeah, when you're with people and stuff like that, there's a perception of how you're supposed to, how they think you're supposed to, how you've been in terms of them and that's why I asked, you know, if you were alone, because then it might have been a different scenario.
Is there, I'm sorry if this is personal, but is there anyone else in your family that cries with you?
No.
No.
I mean, not that I've seen, like, it's always been me. And
so is it making you feel uncomfortable, like you're doing something wrong? Or something that you really shouldn't be doing anymore?
I don't think it's necessarily that, but like, to them, they're just trying to be strong, and me, here I am on the verge of tears. Mm-hmm. And
well, everybody handles it differently.
I think this is why I'm so happy we do this show, because I think society has trained us this way. And like Ebony's saying, it's or like I said, it's not an abnormal way to think. I just don't think it's the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, because Ebony, I'm going to assume, but if I was in that situation, I wouldn't want the attention of someone coming up to me saying it's going to be okay, or here's this, or patting me, or I don't want that kind of attention when I'm crying. So therefore, I'm trying my hardest to hold back any tears. And I think that is so wrong, you know. And I think if I needed to cry on Sunday, my late mom's birthday, then I'm going to just cry. And if someone asks me if I need anything, I'll answer truthfully. You know, there's no harm, there's no foul. Doesn't mean I'm weak, doesn't mean I'm strong, it just means I'm me. And I think you just got to have that strength in yourself, and that's the way it goes.
I have a question for you, and this is a Twitter mm-hmm. question from Toria. She asked everyone, but I'm going to ask you. Does the birthday and the day that they pass have the same meaning for you? I mean, does it provoke the same emotions to you?
Yeah. It does.
For me,
it does.
For you, it does.
I think it is. You know, because just that day is just. You can't really forget it because. I lost.
Yeah.
My parent, my father, mm-hmm. and then, you know, that's like a huge part of my life that changed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And no matter what I do, I just. Can't forget it. I don't want to forget it either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You won't forget it.
And then, yeah.
Go ahead. And then what?
And the same thing with my father's birthday. I mean, you know, he'd be like 62 this year.
Yeah.
And we did like different things. He didn't want to do much for his birthday, but we did do certain things. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, when I cry, it's just like a reminder that he's not here in body.
Yeah.
Right. And
so
part of you, it's still taking some time to accept that.
And part of you wants to avoid that pain again, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't go through that as much. I don't know if either one of you do, but like I said, I think you just got to let it out, you know? So this year, I think it's a couple weeks for you, just like it's on Sunday mm-hmm. for me. If tears come, then that's what happens, you know? And just, I think that's why I love this list. I think doing something in their honor, in their love is healthy, is good for you. And it's a good tradition to start. And then back to Toria's question, for me, I was really trying to think of this, and I think it's just because the day is so significant, whether it's the day mom passed or the day she was born, it's such a significant day for me, and for me, it just reminds me of mom, so it feels similar. I mean, I think from the outsider, it should feel different because one's a great day for mom and one was technically a bad day for mom, but for me, the way I respond to the days is quite similar because it's just mom, a big day that happened to mom.
That's interesting. Yeah. For me, it's different.
Yeah, you know, when I first heard the question, I thought, you know, they both trigger mom and triggers she's not here. So when I first heard it, it was like it's the similar emotion. But then when I thought about it, it's a little bit different for me mm-hmm. because the birthday, I miss mom and I... you know, I think about the mother that she was and the love. I don't really think about how she passed.
Mm-hmm. You just, don't?
Not as much. Not the fact that how she passed. Yeah. Not the fact, you know, I obviously know she's not here and I miss her. It's more I miss her and I love her and I wish she was here. On the day that she passed, I think about
how
she passed, why she's not here. I have a little bit more anger towards that.
See, and I don't. The only time I do is if it's on the news or I hear it on the radio and they're talking about it. Then it obviously triggers that. But naturally, I don't. I think I go through all the emotions from mom's not here. I do that both on her birthday and the day she passed, as well as mom was amazing. I do that on both days.
You know what it is for me? And it's crazy because I actually going through some stuff again. You know those little calendars that you have and you take off like a sheet?
Yeah.
I have the one from August 27th, 1994. Wow. So on that day of mom when she passed, I relived that whole day over. So that's why I think it creates that anger for me.
Yeah. Well, And for me, I don't have a great memory, and I wouldn't even have anything like that. So it doesn't triggers nothing.
Yeah.
Just different for me. They're both horrible.
I remember what I was doing that day. I remember that day, but I thought about that day just today because I was just in the area where I was that day. So that's what made me think about that day. The actual day doesn't make me think about that day. Mm. Does that make sense?
It does to me, unfortunately.
Well, thank you so much, Ebony, for calling and contributing.
Yeah, was there anything else you wanted to add, Ebony, or?
Well, I was trying to. I'm sorry, Terrell, for cutting you off earlier.
No, it's
but all right. I do believe that that crying is definitely necessary. Like you have to let out your feelings. I mean,
it's a must.
I am an advocate of this. You can ask Tiffany, who you spoke to earlier. Mm-hmm. So
it's a must. It's a must, and it's something that I'm so happy I've learned, and I've learned it really since we started the foundation. I didn't not cry, but I didn't know the importance of getting your emotions and feelings out. I was one of those that's tough it up, and you know, in time it will go away. But I believe you got to get that out. You know, whatever way that is, writing, music, crying, mm-hmm. pictures, however you get it out.
I agree.
So. Yeah, I mean, take care of yourself, and thank you so much for the call.
And thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Take care. We have a couple Twitter. I don't know how to pronounce that.
You want me to try?
Well, you because you might have. They might.
I'm gonna try it. I don't mind trying. Dineke, right?
Dineka, because it's Dineka? Almost like
I don't know. She knows who it is.
Anyway, she says, and it is evidence-based when you cry from sadness, you cry out stress hormones that make you feel better.
There you go.
So that's interesting.
Thank you for that.
She linked an article, so I like that too.
Cool. So let's retweet that.
Yeah.
I took a call.
This is Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, Carol. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
We're good.
You gave me some ideas. On May 10th, it will be 2 years since my mom passed away. May 15th was my parents, it would have been their 60th anniversary. Maybe I'll do something for my coworkers and buy them lunch, you know, from Costco or something like that.
Love it.
For that, you know, so that sounded really good to me and everything. And it's really hard. It seems like it's getting harder, you know, since my mom's gone. It just seems like it's getting harder.
Wow. And for me, Carol, I don't want to say it got harder or easier, but it goes through different phases. And I always look at Terrell when I'm about to say this, because as a parent, then you start going through the kids. And I know you talked about this earlier. You know, there's different things. Like I think Terrell said exactly this earlier, but I get so frustrated now that my kids don't get an amazing grandmother. I feel like they're cheated of a grandmother. So it's not just my loss. It's my kids'
loss. It's their
loss. It's their
loss.
It's
so hard because they missed out on somebody wonderful.
Exactly. Just, exactly.
So it's really, really hard.
I don't think you can say, I mean, there's a definite, it will continue to get easier or continue to get harder. I think just different years and different points of your life on where you're at in life will dictate how that is, you know?
And when my mom died, my cousin... he was by my side, you know, and he picked me up because I couldn't drive, you know, to my mom's grave and all that. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, you know, he took me out to eat and everything. So that was really good of him and everything. And my rest of my family were very cold. So that's been really hard. So I don't talk to them because it's, you know, the negative with me. So that's been real hard.
Well, you got to just stay with your cousin until hopefully the rest of your family comes around.
It's a little hard because he doesn't live here.
But, you know, I get it. Yeah. I get it. But a phone call, a Skype, even 2 minutes, FaceTime.
Yeah.
That will put you in a good mood for a while, just laughing or just reminiscing for even a couple minutes would help.
Right.
And I do feel, you know, several of your family, more of your family will come around and see it, especially if you reach out, you know, and you never know how they're thinking.
It's a little hard.
Okay. So, and I don't know your situation.
Yeah, because I wasn't allowed to cry. I wasn't allowed to have my friends by my side, and my other cousins didn't hug me at all, and I just felt kind of rejected.
No, I get that.
So it's one of those times, things. Maybe someday.
That's unfortunate. That's very tough. And I've heard other people go through that. You know, even some family members have went through that kind of an experience, you know, and it angers me because it's not fair for outsiders to choose how you feel and how you grieve.
And how you're going
to. Yeah.
And how you're
going to. Yeah.
So you just got to look past it. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of an, I don't want to say the word, but it's kind of them not knowing what to do and their form or the way they were taught on how to handle it. But you got to do what feels right to you. And just know there's not a wrong thing or a right. You know, there's no... Everyone's different.
Oh, yeah. We're all made differently and everything. And so one more thing real quick. My friend's having surgery. She has a clogged artery. And her it's on her neck. And she has no pulse. So she's going to have a surgery at 5 o'clock today. So that's been kind of hard. But we've been spending a lot of time, and it's been really good.
Well, we're going to say a prayer for your friend,
and
you just got to be there as best you can, and you know, stay optimistic and stay positive for all your loved ones.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
It helps to have my job and everything. It helps to have you guys, and I play your music, and it's helpful and everything, and I really appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you,
Carol. You're helping a lot of people.
Thank you, sweetie.
Well, we appreciate you, too, so thank you.
Enjoy the beautiful weather, the beautiful green grass, because it won't last too long.
We will. Carol,
thank you
take care.
For calling in, Carol.
Thank you so much. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Alrighty.
Bye.
Wow. Carol, what a great topic, man. You could pull this out of, after a year and a half, you just pull this one out. It's a great topic, man. Great job. Dude, should we go through a couple of other ones?
Yeah. I think we stopped,
we did
the presents last.
Yeah. So you
got it.
Okay. So another option is with balloons. People often choose to release balloons on a loved one's birthday, sometimes with messages written inside. Balloons aren't exactly the best for the environment. So, there's a link on this website in terms of what alternative there is.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to release balloons.
Okay.
But again, it's just, what are those little lamp things? You know, Terrell, those lamp things you can release at night and they go up in the air and then I think they turn on? Or candle things?
I don't know.
It's sad. I don't even have to look at you, Todd.
There's a lot of things you can do.
You can
be creative and, you know, there's different things you can do. We love to play baseball, so a softball game. There's a lot of things you can do and get creative and do. Maybe your parent played soccer and you can do a soccer match with all your friends and family. Or I don't know. There's just, you got to think of something. Maybe you can write music or something fun, you know, that's going to be enjoyable and memorable. And I think the whole idea is to feel connected with the person that you lost and be with friends and family that
celebrate.
Love that person.
Yeah.
And you could all support each other.
And talking about celebrate, a lot of people may get tripped up on the fact that how do you celebrate or have fun or have happiness when there's, you know, this absence of a loved one. But the idea, it's not like the whole important message is that you remember them and you set aside time to reflect and for sad moments, because they're probably going to come, but you also leave time to reflect on the good times and space for joy. And I just think that's an important thing when it comes to the day of a loss of a loved one, whether it's the birthday or the day they passed. You got to understand you're going to go through a range of emotions. It's okay. And that's what it is.
Right? I agree. And this is going to be a horrible connection to it, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Let's say
it's like the librarian girl video.
Yes.
Do you remember that video where it's everyone's gathered and they're looking for MJ to to show up, and then at the very end, he's the one that's filming everything. But the idea is that the reason everybody is there is because of that person. So it's even though that person won't be there, you know, they're connecting everyone. You're all there together, celebrating their love, celebrating that person, the relationships. And yes, it's going to be hard, but there's nothing wrong with celebrating that person and having fun and bringing up great memories and great stories and reliving that person for a little bit.
That's very well said, Terrell. And again, great topic, and I hope it's helped a lot of you out there. It's most of these things on this list that we went over, all of them I never have done. I'm going to try to start incorporating some of them.
And we'll post the link.
Yeah, we'll post Twitter. The link on Twitter. But do you want to close
up? No, that's great. You got it.
No, well, I'll let you close up. But the one thing I want to say, and this is from the bottom of my heart, because I was reading a post and a lady had said how she lost her two-year-old. And I can't imagine how painful that is. But I just want everyone to know that you got to love each other. You got to take care of each other. And you're going to get hit with some bad days. And just be strong. And like Terrell said earlier, you never know what someone else went through. So if you're getting cut off on the road, or someone's, you know, slammed the door in front of you for no reason, instead of just going out and attacking them, or just let it go and just respect, you know, that life can be tough. And life, you never know what someone else is going through. Obviously, if they're disrespecting you to your face, you may have to stand up for yourself. But for the most part, try to always take that path of, what's the term? Of affection, of love.
Empathy.
Of empathy. And just remember, like Terrell said, everyone goes through certain things, and we don't know what all we all are going through.
It's very true. Taj, you have any last words?
No. I mean exactly what you guys have been saying, and just love each other, and it's hard out there right now, so
yeah, it is.
Let's do our best to be good people.
All right, well, that's our show. We will be back next Wednesday, right?
Yeah,
same time,
with a guest.
Thank you guys for calling in, those that called, and for the people on Twitter, thank you for contributing. If you want to know more about the DDJF Foundation, you can go on the website. It's www.ddjf.org. And you can also email us at info@ddjf.org. info@ddjf.org. Anything else, guys?
That's it. Great show.
All right. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you.
Adios. Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.